Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Benenti with your worldwide news update. An Israeli official said that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has appointed U.S.-born Ron Dermer, a close confidant, to lead negotiations for the next stage of the ceasefire with Hamas. He previously served as Israel's ambassador to the U.S. and is a former Republican activist with strong ties to the Trump White House. Israel and Hamas have yet to negotiate a second and likely more difficult phase of the ceasefire, and the first ends in early March. Palestinians and Arab countries have universally rejected U.S. President Donald Trump's proposal to remove the Palestinian population from Gaza and take over the territory. Egypt's President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi called on the international community on Wednesday during a press conference with Spain's Prime Minister in Madrid to adopt a plan to reconstruct war-torn Gaza without displacing Palestinians. Top U.S. and Russian officials wrapped up their meetings Tuesday in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, to discuss a pathway to end the war in Ukraine amid concerns about Ukraine's exclusion from the meeting. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Wednesday praised President Trump for blaming the Ukraine conflict on moves to admit Kyiv into the NATO military alliance. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky on Wednesday responded to the meeting. Discussing their bilateral issues in Saudi Arabia is their right, although I believe that the United States of America is helping Putin to come out of years of isolation imposed absolutely fairly after the full-scale invasion. Zelensky, who dismissed claims about his approval ratings being at 4% as Russian disinformation, said Ukraine's army was resilient enough, adding that the overwhelming majority of Ukrainians would not support concessions to Russia. Russia began its full-scale invasion in February 2022 and now controls part of the Donetsk, Kherson, Luhansk, and Zaporizhia regions. It annexed the Crimea region from Ukraine in 2014. This is VOA News. Brazil's former president, Jair Bolsonaro, has been charged with attempting a coup. The plot allegedly included a plan to poison President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva and kill Supreme Court Justice Alexandre de Moraes. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
The prosecutor general also alleges that Bolsonaro and 33 others took part in a plan to remain in power. He wrote the members of the criminal organization structured a plan at the presidential palace to attack institutions aiming to bring down systems of power and the democratic order. Bolsonaro's defense team has said it's met the accusations with dismay and indignation. A statement said the former president has never agreed to any movement aimed at deconstructing the democratic rule of law or the institutions that underpin it. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Childhood vaccines are among the health standards that will be re-examined, according to Robert Kennedy Jr., President Trump's new health secretary. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
In remarks at a welcome ceremony at the agency's headquarters, Kennedy said nothing's going to be off limits, adding that pesticides, food additives, microplastics, antidepressants, and electromagnetic waves emitted by cell phones and microwaves all would be studied. The commission is to develop a strategy around children's health within the next 6 months. Kennedy says it will investigate issues he says were formerly taboo or insufficiently scrutinized. The event followed a weekend of mass firings of thousands of HHS employees, with more expected. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Santa Maria, Madre di Dio.
Catholic faithful visiting Vatican City on Wednesday offered their prayers for Pope Francis, who is battling double pneumonia. Pearson Figuera is a tourist from Britain.
It's disappointing, really. But I believe he's strong enough to get through. I understand it's the both, but I'm sure he's going to be all right.
A Vatican official who did not wish to be named because he was not authorized to speak about the Pope's condition said on Wednesday that Francis was not on a ventilator and was breathing on his own. All of the Pope's public engagements have been canceled through Sunday. According to senior government officials, unknown gunmen shot dead 7 passengers on a Lahore-bound bus in southwestern Pakistan, Baluchistan province, after forcing them off the vehicle and checking their identity documents late on Tuesday. Baluchistan, bordering Afghanistan and Iran, is a key battleground in Pakistan's fight against separatist insurgents who want greater autonomy and a share of the region's natural resources. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack, and the motive behind the killings was unclear. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.